Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dave Anderson is our guest. He's all over my website. Dave, I may even be on your website. What is it, please?
You are. It's learntolead.com. You spell it out just like it sounds. We actually have a little media room there, and all my interviews I've done with you are right there.
All right.
With links to you. You're all over.
Learntolead.com. The book is called How to Run Your Business by the Book. That's out right now, A Biblical Blueprint to Bless Your Business. And then the new book is called How to Lead by the Book.
Right, How to Lead by the Book.
And
in that book, Jim, we go over 14 of the toughest business challenges and talk about biblical solutions for solving them and overcoming them. It was a real fun book to write.
And that book is not out yet. It's be out next month in hardback, but you can get it on Kindle right now, which means that they can then, you know, you can get Kindle for your iPad and put that over, so you can get it on a lot of platforms right now. Talk to us about, when you talk about the book, you're talking about the book.
That's right. Yeah, I'm talking about the Bible.
And, what can we learn? What kind of leadership lessons can we get out of the Bible?
Well, it's funny, all that you want, because the greatest leadership lessons of all time are there. The best leaders, the worst leaders of all time, you can learn from what they did. You can learn how to manage your time, how to hold people accountable, how to recruit. You know, what type of character traits to look for when you're hiring?
Mm-hmm.
How to cast a vision? I mean, it's all there. So many lessons. How to lead through crisis? How to keep people focused during a tough time? How to balance your life? I had a guy ask me the other day. He said, "Well, that's that religious book, isn't it?" I said, "It's a business book based on biblical principles." I said, "There's so much in the Bible, people don't even know it's there. Christians don't even know it's there."
Yeah.
And what I've done is I've studied it for decades and have started to put the principles into usable formats, not a preachy format, a usable format for business people who want to get back to basic stuff that works,
you
and
know,
that transcends all the fads.
You know, Dave, I've been, as you may know, I've been teaching an adult Sunday school class for more than two decades, and
right.
And over that time, I've spent a lot of time in the Bible. I've learned a lot about things, but as much theology I've learned a lot about humanity and about people. And if there's one thing that I think that people can get out of a book like yours and about spending time in the Bible, never mind theology, just for the moment,
right,
is you'll learn about redemption.
That's right.
Because when you think about David and how horribly flawed he was,
yeah,
and yet he was chosen and he was a great leader. When you learn about the 12 disciples,
right,
and one of them was a denier, and the other, and of course one was a betrayer, but one was a denier, that was Peter. The other 10 were cowards.
That's right.
And yet they were redemed.
So Moses was a murderer.
There you go. So my
Jacob
point
was
a liar. Is regardless of what path you've gone down so far, you can still be redeemed in the marketplace by you can change. You can be, if you're a driver, you can become a leader, can't you?
Oh, you sure can. You can. And it's like we talked about earlier, you know, leadership is developed. It's not discovered. You mentioned David. Oh, my goodness. There's a guy who started leading way before he had the title. He was leading while the king was on the throne, but he had the influence. He connected with the people. So many lessons to learn, and redemption's a big one because we've all screwed up, Jim.
Yep.
We've all made mistakes.
It's one of the most important management tools for yourself or for the people you manage. The concept of redemption will always serve you well.
Well, it will, and you've got to stop rehearsing those failures and playing them over again and bonding with them and realize that, you know, you move on and you learn from it, and when you hit a wall, you bounce, you don't splatter. And the Bible is filled with stories like that that you can take and apply to real-life situations in your business every day.
No question. And I'll tell you, when I started appreciating the concept of redemption, I really do believe that, you know, to whatever degree I'm an effective leader, I believe I got better when I understood the concept of redemption, not only for how I redeem other people if they fall short and I find a way to redeem them rather than just fire them, but it also is good to redeem yourself.
Well, it sure is. It absolutely is.
It's very therapeutic.
And that's maybe the greatest lesson of all in
yep.
there.
And it's not about letting yourself off the hook. It's not about giving up, you know, being softer on yourself. It's just about giving yourself another chance.
Well, you have to. And what a time for this, because there are a lot of people right now that need to step up and give themselves
Absolutely.
That break.
We need more of that in the marketplace. Hey, Dave, I'm looking forward to spending more time with you on the new book, How to Lead by the Book. And thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Dave,
take care now.
Anderson, how cool is it when Dave joins us? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.